Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Today's episode is coming to you live from the Strong Moms Fitness Facebook group, where I am hosting my first ever giveaway summit. Right now in the Facebook group, one lucky mama is going to win over $1,400 worth of products and services curated to help new moms kick butt. The best part is that it is super easy to participate and super easy to win. So head over to Facebook, and if you search Strong Moms Pregnancy, my group will come up right on top. Once you're in the group, you can start accumulating points. All you need to do is hit the invite button under the Facebook group banner. Invite all your female mom friends who you think would love to be connected with other mamas just like them. So how do you win the prize? Well, the mom with the most invites at the end of the giveaway will win it all. So head over to the Facebook group and start inviting now to win. What you'll be hearing now after this message is a summit feature presentation from one of the lovely ladies who is donating their product and service to the giveaway. Today, she will be sharing all about the prize she is giving away and is also going to educate you on a topic that all moms need to know. I hope you enjoy the presentation, and I look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group. And who knows, maybe you could be the winner of our $1,400 summit giveaway prize. Link is also in the show notes. So let's begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm so excited to be part of the Strong Moms Fitness Giveaway Summit. I'm Danielle Klobodans. I'm an author and a life coach, and I want to welcome all of you incredible moms. That's right, you are incredible, because being a mom in today's world is not easy. So I want to tell you, actually, if you feel you're cringing when you hear incredible mom and you feel a sense of, oh my gosh, that's not me, not even close, I feel like I'm failing, I feel like I'll never be enough as a mom, keep listening. That was me several years ago. That was me. I had to go on a journey. I got four healthy kids, live in a wonderful neighborhood, great husband. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'll never be enough. I'll never be the mom that can give my kids what they really need. I'll never figure this motherhood out. That was me. And then I went on a journey because I realized I wasn't happy. I wasn't as fulfilled as I had hoped I would be. I always thought having a big family of my own was my purpose. That was my goal in life. That was my purpose. That was supposed to give me this joy and fun and, you know, having a house full of kids running around. And I thought that was just going to be so much fun. And after having four kids, I had to be honest with myself. I was not in a good place. And I knew if I didn't make a change and figure out how to get inspired again and figure out who else I was beyond mom, that was a big problem. My identity was mom and wife, pretty much. If I didn't figure it out, I knew it was not going to improve through some miracle. And I went on a journey and I figured out all these different tools that I write about in my book, Inner Compass Mom. You can read all about it. They're very easy to use tools. And not only that, I had a spiritual awakening that changed everything for me. What I realized, a lot of things, and it's all in my book, but what I realized was it was the perspective that I had of what it means to be a good mom. I thought I would be a good mom if my kids did well in school, if my kids would have a good career, and then hopefully get married one day, maybe give me grandkids. Like if they check all the boxes, it probably means I did a good job. And I woke up to knowing that's the biggest illusion. There is no perfection. Our kids have their own purpose, and so do we. And it's the journey within that will give us all the answers that we need to know to navigate to our true north. We all have a true north, and it is what is true for us. It looks different for everyone. And I figured out all these different tools that help me, and they can help you too, to tune into your inner compass and figure out what's too much in your life, what's not enough, what you want to pursue, what you really dream of. And then there's tools that can help you navigate that whole process. And if you email me at innercompassliving@gmail.com, and put in the headline free videos, I will send you a link to a series of free videos. They're really short, like 2 minutes or something, and they will describe some of the tools that I write about in my book. So they're easy to watch, and I'd be happy to send them to you. That's free. Also, if you would like a chance of winning one of 3 signed copies, then email me also at innercompassliving@gmail.com, and put in the headline free book or free coaching. I am giving away 3 1-hour free coaching sessions. So if you want to have a chance of all of it, you want the free video series, you want to have a chance of a free signed copy of my book and free coaching, just email me and write about that's what you're signing up for. If you want to find out more about me, then go to my website, innercompassliving.com. That's the one. I am going to tell you that being a mom in today's world is so much more challenging than 20 years ago. So kudos to you guys for hanging in there, trying to figure it out, because we need to support each other. That's one thing that I'm definitely doing in my community right here, through workshops, through connections, because we're having to figure out how to navigate all the electronics, not just for ourselves with social media and the phones that we have 24/7 news cycles. Now our kids are getting on these phones and the internet. How do we navigate that? How do we set these boundaries? It's not easy. So I do know it's incredibly helpful if we can find a way by tuning in, by tuning out the outside world with so much information, all the news, social media. It is so overstimulating. If we can tune out the world and tune into ourselves, then we can find a greater sense of inner peace. We can find out what we truly want out of life. We can find out how to really get a strong sense of self so we can set those boundaries, so we can say no or yes, or say no when it comes to our kids and be more firm if we feel that's necessary. It's all about awakening, and it's definitely about knowing that, this is what I believe, our kids are here to kind of wake us up. There's no such thing as a perfect mom. There is no such thing as a perfect child. But when we can learn to sense what triggers us, what it might have to do with, it's something that is not processed, that we don't fully understand yet. But when we start working with whatever is awakened within us that is so uncomfortable or sad or maddening or whatever emotions are tied to that, that's the sweet spot. It's not easy, but that's the sweet spot. When we can figure out what that has to do with, usually it's from our childhood memories, situations that we keep on reliving, then we have really started our path of awakening. And it's been an incredible journey for me. I write about it. A lot of situations to illustrate what it was like for me. And then all the tools that help me that hopefully will help you as well. So I encourage you to email me. And I wanted to close with three easy tips to ground yourself in the moment, because we all have these moments where we're just kind of feeling like we're losing it, or we're just so stressed and we just, you know, we just need to kind of take a moment and ground ourselves. And I found some easy ways to do this very effectively. One of them is to use your senses, like you're holding a cup of water or hot tea, whatever it is. Really feel, how does it feel? What's the texture? Does it feel cold? Does it feel hot? Really get into your body. If you're sitting on a chair, how does the chair feel? Is the fabric maybe soft or rough, cool to the touch or warm or whatever? Because when you do that long enough, you kind of break the cycle of your all those thoughts that just keep on going and going. You kind of break that spell a bit and you calm down the nervous system. Another way to kind of calm down the nervous system is to do some breathing exercises. Very easy. Breathe in through your nose, hold it for a couple seconds, and then breathe out through your mouth. There's different breathing exercises that you can Google and just try them out. They're very effective, and they can really help you get a sense of feeling grounded again and calm. Another thing that I personally love to do is just go outside or look out of a window and find a tree and just watch it kind of swaying in the wind. That was a fly. Swaying in the wind. And if you do it long enough and just kind of feel the movement of the tree and just do it long enough, that also, it helps me break this, all these thoughts that just need to kind of calm down, and it helps break the cycle of, you know, all those, you know, your mind running a million miles a minute. Anyway, or watching water. If you're lucky enough to be by a river, just watch the water flow. Or if you're at close to a beach, go to the beach now and then and watch those waves crash. Or, of course, if you can't do that, watch a video of calming stream of water and just watch it. It does help all. Anyway, it was an honor to be part of this summit. I hope to hear from you through email. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and all the links to my social media accounts are on my website at innercompassliving.com. So I hope to see you there. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.